Okay, we're over here learning today, Perek Masechta Megvos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, Part 2, learning with the Holy Rebbe, the Yitzchok, Doctor, Professor, Colonel Ariel, otherwise known affectionately as Hoy Ariel. Mayon Shavira Gavi HaShoikas Pasul, the mind that you pierce from the Shoikas Pasul. Why? Because the picture number 82 shows that the Shoikas is a Kli, and all the water inside is Mayim Shuvim. And the male, once it becomes Mayim Shuvim, it goes into the Brecha. There's nothing you can do to remove the defect. But let's say it's Agabi Safa Kol Shuhu, but let's say it goes over the Saf Kol Shuhu Kosher. Why? Because the Saf is picture 83, where it shows there's about a teeny Mashu that it's so flooded that it's floating above the Kli. Teeny little bit above the Kli.
Right. Because part of the water is Pussel, right? Part of the water is good and part of the water is Pussel.
Well, most of it, all the water that's in the Kli is no good. All the water that's in the Kli is no good, but what's on top of the Kli is good. That what's on top of the Kli is going to ruin for everything. That's going to ruin for the ganze Welt. The ganze Welt is going to be chora because of the part that's the previous picture, 82. But 83, since part of the water is above, that little surface, that little sliver above is going to be good. So therefore, that part that's going to be good, that's not going to become disqualified. And when that overflows now into the brecha, else is good. Even if it's going to be zoichalin, it's going to be so good. Even if it's zoichalin, it's going to be good. And you're allowed to go use that water. Because we don't consider the water in the soikas to disqualify the water that's floating above the top. The water that's above the top is gevalga water. Okay, next halacha. Shamayim v'tar kol shu. Havir gavi brecha. V'hivsik. V'hivsikoi. Okay, that's the next push 84. Let's say you mavir the water over the brecha. V'hivsikoi. Will you stop it? Let's say if you mavir the brecha, it'll be good. But now let's say you do a picture number 84 on the left side. You mafsik. So now there's a hefsik. Harehu ki mikveh. All the water in the brecha has din of a mikveh, which means you have the 40 saw. And it's not allowed to be zoichalder, it has to be ashboiden. Let's say choza vehim shichoi. Let's say you reconnect it. There's a reconnection. Puzzle, so the rule is, so what? Just because you reconnect it, the only thing reconnecting does is do hashaka to make it into a mayon, to make it into a mayon that it's going to be kosher if it's zoichalin or if it's less than 40 sa, but it's not going to make it into the higher madrega called mayim chayim. Mayim Chaim is a spitz. This is the spitz. The spitz is Mayim Chaim. That water should never have lost the chiyus even one moment. When it loses the chiyus for one moment, that's called Mayim Kozovim. That's what it means in Tanakh. In Tanakh it says that you should have Mayim, it should not be Mayim Kozovim. Kozovim means a lie. That's why you say in the Ksuba, the Zonin Umefarnesin Moikrin, the Zonin Umefarnesin Es Neshehoin Bekushta. The MS. What's meant the MS? What's meant the MS? Well, not the MS. Check. What?
The Kylo check.
But what's the MS? So the check, answer the is.
Kylo. Because Tyrus Moshe is MS.
So what does it mean, MS? What's meant MS? I tell you the real pshat. Poshup pshat. This is not drush. This is real MS pshat. This is mamish drush. Not drush. This is pshat. Does the mikrin vizonin umefarnesin es nesheon bekushta? What does that mean, bekushta, an emes? Teret says it should not be mayim kezovim. Waters that are liars, sheker. What is mayim kezovim? This mission over here is that when you mafsik, is that it should be continuous. There should be no hefsik. That's what it says in the Farshim. Water that is emes means you have a mayon. It's 24/7. Amol, you have a mayon, that's no, it takes a break. It's mafsik. If it's mafsik, it becomes mayim. Sometimes I support you and sometimes not. I'll support you, but you know, this week I don't have any money to support you. You're on your own. Go out and beg. Go ask your friends to give you some money. I'm not supporting you this week. That's not emes. Emes means continuous. Mayim kezavim means sometimes the waters flow. Sometimes they do not flow. But from our mission, you learn a tif of art. That is, even, let's say the husband is mafsik. Today I'm not giving you support. Okay, so she floats. She floats, she survives for a day or two. Then the husband comes home with a nice big fat paycheck, he supports her. Oh, so it's hashaka. Hashaka. So now the water, now that I'm supporting you once again, so the money that you have it's comes back to life. You don't need 40 saw. You don't need to be ashboren. Yeah, taka, but it's not mayim chayim anymore. It's not mayim chayim. Since there was a hafsaka, just because you do the hashaka, this is nish mayim chayim. There's a hechad madrega of mayim ashalei kozavu, because once it's kozavu, even if you make restitution, or this is nish mayim chayim. This is mayim. Mayim of a mayon. No, you don't need 40 saw. It looks to the naked eye that it's very nice and good. It's zoichalin. It's not 40 saw. Abba, the emes is, das is nisht mayim chayim. Das is mayim kozovim. That's the pshat. I'm not even joking. There's a very good say. I saw this pshat. I mean, I elaborate a little bit. But the basic essence is in the Nitei Gavriel. The Nitei Gavriel wrote a beautiful volume, a beautiful, beautiful volume on not Nesuin. He has two volumes. He has a volume on Kesuba, on Tenoyim and the Kesuba. He has a whole volume on the Nesuin? Or is it on the Tenoyim? No, maybe you're right. It's on the Nesuin volume. There's a volume on just the Tenoyim, on engagements and Tenoyim. And they have all the Nuschois of the Tenoyim. You're right. Maybe this is... He has the Nusach, a Kuntres, a beautiful Kuntres, on the best Kuntres ever printed ever. Even better than the back of the Masechta. Masechta Ksubis. In the back of the Masechta, they have a Kuntres on the Ksuba. This is even better. What he wrote in the Nitei Gavriel is even better than what he did in the Masechta, by far. And he goes through every single word. He fataiches every word. He shows you the Makar, where that word comes from. And when it comes to the word Bekushta, if I remember correctly, he doesn't say this in the Masechta. Only by him it says this. Bekushta, he says, Kushta is in contrast to Mayim, Kozovim. And what is Mayim Kozovim? It's Mayim Shenifsak. It's not 24/7. A mold is what a mold is, no water. Thus is Kozov. Husband commits himself to give Parnasa and Kavod, and in Bekushta means continuously. B'li Hefsik. You go tell that. You go tell that to the Chassan. Yeah, you go tell that.
Like the Satmar Rebbe used to say, with the flashing neon signs.
Kasha, bossa kasha. Sometimes kasha, sometimes nish kasha. Azoy and azoy. Azoy and azoy. Weiter. Weiter.
So it's interesting that over here you're diverting the Mayan in one of two ways. You're either diverting the path or you're putting it through a kli.
The Mishnah. You mean in the Mishnah, right?
I mean, the first way is the Sokas.
Right.
The second way, which is a clean, and over here, it's not in the Sokas. It's still from the Mayan. It's still connected to the source. However, right, it's been diverted. And then you try to reconnect. This is a lesson, which I'm sure you're going to discuss in Chaydish El about returning to the source.
But it says here, Sheyeda, you are certain. Sheyatzu harishonim, until you're certain that the majority of the mayim rishonim is gone, and now you're back in business. All right, now let's go take a look at the Rav. We didn't do the Rav. We said we can do the Rav. We have to go back and analyze and study the holy words of the Rav. Voshteitu on the Rav. The Rav here says mayim back on page 66. Page 66. 66 equals not 6 plus 6, but 66. Depends if you're a Democrat. It's 66. The Republican, it's 12. It's 6 plus 6, 6, 6. What is the reality? There's a war on the war on reality. I told you the reason why they're so into this order. Everyone knows the reason why. If you read the commentary, I read this a long time ago. The commentary is Pashat. The reason why they're literally plotting. Who's paying for all this, by the way? Is because the word out on the street is the one that's ultimately behind the fraud of the Dominion machines, the algorithms, is Obama. And the more they dig, when they go all the way back, that's what's going to come out. Obama is really behind the whole fraud of the, and then that's why BLM is being supported by the government, by the Democrats. Because if it comes out the MS, that the whole election the was massive cheating, and the Democrats only got 23 million votes, and they prove, they get the evidence to show that Obama was behind this, that means a black man has committed the greatest crime in American history. Worse than Bernie Madoff. Much worse than Bernie Madoff. Much worse. A black man, Barack Obama, a black man, will be convicted on trial of committing the greatest crime in American history of stealing the presidency. And they cannot allow that to happen. And that's why they have to support that. It all makes a lot of sense now. This is all the conspiracy theory, which sounds like a great concern. Well, that's why the Democrats are pushing so hard to give chashivas to the blacks, at the same time that they're extremely, extremely desperate in every way, through manipulation, through assassination, through bribes, through the dirtiest legal loopholes to prevent the election from being uncovered. Like what they did over these two things are just like people have their heads are like, they read the news, people don't want to read this. It's like, what? You actually hired and paid this guy to be on your team, even though he has no shaykhs to this, just to force the judge off the bench? Are you out of your mind and you can get away with this? It's like people are scratching their heads. You testify falsely in court, confess that you entered into the arena where they're doing the audit illegally to taint. It's unbelievable, because what's going to happen if they discover the MS, it's going to lead all the way back to Obama. If they discover the Dominion machines were manipulated with, and there's an algorithm that takes the votes and gives two-thirds of the vote to the wrong candidate, the next question is who programmed the machine? There's got to be a person who did the code. Okay, we find the guy got the code. Who told you to do this? Well, this guy. Okay, who told you? And the word out on the street is Obama. There's evidence that he is directly involved in this manipulation. This goes back to his own election. And it goes back to the CIA. And when this comes out...
I know. And they had those machines from Germany. And they had that shell company in Germany that made it the machine. Right.
And when this goes back and his name is, even if they don't convict him, his name gets out there, that means a black man has committed the greatest crime in this country. He has stolen, the legacy of Obama will then be forever, a black man stole the presidency. And at the cost of trillions and trillions of dollars in lives, it's not to be comprehended. And that is why all of this is happening in this country. This is a conspiracy theory?
Okay. Right. Halavai, we should be zeichet to see it speedily in our days. Right.
Amen. Mayon Shaviroy al Gabi HaSoikis. Now, right in the Rav over here says, the Rav says, Mayon Shaviroy al Gabi HaSoikis Shul Kli. The Mayon that passed on the Soikis, what is the Soikis? Soikis is the Kli. It's a Kli. They're going to come for me soon. They're listening to what I just said. They're going to come for me soon. NSA, they're listening to all the records.
They don't speak Jewish. They don't speak Jewish.
They heard everything I said. Right. Mayon Shaviroy al Gabi HaSoikis Shul Kli. It's a Kli. We're not discussing the Soikes Shebesela. We're discussing the Soikes. The Soikes. No, over here it's a Shoikes. Wait a minute.
No, it's a Soikes.
No, right, it's a Shin. Shoikes, not Soikes. There are two dots. How come last time we said the word Soikes? Now it's saying Shoikes. I'm all mixed up now. You go back to the preview of the figure. No, it's not. It's Shoikes, not Soikes.
The Shoikes.
Go back to page 58. How do they make? When they make a shin, it's Shoikes. It's not Soikes. Look at Mishnah Hay, where we started the very first time. It's Shoikes. There's a dot on the right side and the left side. And look at a shin. Look at the third line from the bottom. Kishayrim. The way they make a shin in this font. They put the dot on the right side by the second. Why do they do that? That's not the way you make a shin. That's very bizarre.
I don't see a dot. And wait, that my psychus is on the left side, and then there's a dot in the middle.
No, but there's another dot on top of the middle. Look, there's another dot. There are three dots. There's the dot in the middle, that's the dogish. The dot on the left, that's a vowel. And then there's a dot on the right, that is an indication, and it's a shin, not a sin. Look at the word kisherim. Three lines from the bottom. Kisherim. Look, you see there's a dot on the right side? They don't put the dot on the extreme right. That's not fair. They should put the dots. If I was designing the svant, I would do it traditionally. I would put the dot all the way on the extreme right. The reason why they did not do that appears because of the word shalosha. Look at the word shalosha. There's a cholam after the lamed, and that cholam after the lamed would interfere with the shin.
Uh-huh.
So that's why they put the dot on the middle branch, not on the right branch.
It's like a
shikas. We have to go back now and review all the tapes. All the tapes have to be deleted. We have to now go back like Nixon. We have to go back now and review all the tapes and review, change everything from psychus to shakus. So we have revisionism. We have over here revisionism back to the shakus. Okay, so mind you go back to the shakus. Over here the Rav. Mind you go back to the Rav. Shakus you cleave. Lois shakus shabasela. Possible. It is possible that Bill Bamayim Shabasela shakus. So Mayim Shayats and Bilavim in our shakus. Luchwitz. Why? Hoyle sins, Umeha Mayon, the word of the Mayon, Kulam Shevchim Lesech HaShekes, the Meha Mayon is flowing into the Shekes. Aval im Ein Aval Meha Mayon Oivrim, Aval im Meha Mayon Oivrim Al Svasa Shekes, Kol Shu, Af Al Pisha Bebik Sosam Oivrim Sech HaShekes, even though some of the water, even though She Mik Sosam, some of the water floods, Oivrim besoich. Some of the water is oivrim besoich hashoikas.
It goes over the top.
But picture number 83 now. Even though some of the water, so even the svas hashoikas kol shehu, af al pi that it's inevitable that some of the water that's going to flow over is going to be coming from the shoikas itself. Av yishemitzas some oivrim besoich hashoikas kosher lahatil b'mayim shal svas hashoikas oichutzala. The Mayon Metar Bechol Shehu. Okay, that was picture 83. Picture 83 is going to be good, even though in picture 83, even though we only see the sliver that's going on the very, very top, but being that there's going to be, and it's inevitable that some of the water that's inside the shek is going to bubble to the top and come out with it, it doesn't matter. The majority, so we go follow the water that's on the top. Then we go to the case, next case, picture 84. Viv Sikoi. Let's say you have water going down a canal, and then you divert it. It's not going to be mitaher b'chol shehu. So you have to have 40 sa. Chazar v'mshichoy. Let's say you go and you reconnect it. Shechiber me'amayin l'breicha. Pasal l'zavim. So even the talk is going to be good now. It's not going to be kosher b'zoichlin. It's going to be kosher with even the mashu. But it's not going to be restored to the madrega of Mayim Chaim. The Kvar Pozak Chi Yusan V'Zavim Mitzarem Mechatos K'sibu Mayim Chaim. Okay, done. Is that good? You go with this?
Yeah.
Okay, now we go to Mishnah Beis. We move ahead to Mishnah Beis. Okay, it's very hard in Sechtem. Sechtem, I don't know, I've ever looked so hard before. So much detail. Okay, Mishnah base. Have you right?
We have people who learn this without advice, you know, without
pictures. It is impossible. It is literally impossible. But you want to know, I'll tell you a trick. I'll tell you a secret. It's impossible to learn Masechta Yoma also without pictures. I already gave a Haskama for one of the, I don't know, in one of the volumes of this set, there's a Haskama from one of the Gedolei Hadar. I don't remember who it was. I'm like in a regular Masechta, I don't know, Masechta Bava Kama, Bava Metzia. And the Gemara from the Gedolei Hadar, and he writes there, like, you know, I'm the Gedolei Hadar, you know, and I know everything, and I learned the Mishnayos with his sefer, and like I realized what an idiot I am, and I know nothing. It's basically what he wrote. He's like, I'm the Gedolei Hadar, and I know. Call, put all humility aside, I know everything. You know, I have a reputation of being the Gedolei Hadar, and I learned like a simple mesechta that like I'm supposed to know inside out, and I look at the pictures. like pictures that you don't even need. Pictures that you don't need, you don't really even need these pictures. Like on a simple mistake, like oh, bavakama, shar, shagasapara, you know, like a big deal. Like what is it? What's it ready to know already? And I looked at the pictures and I read the captions, and I said to myself, wow, I'm an Amoritz. So the truth is, these pictures, it's not just mikvois, it's the whole shas. And his pictures.
The one thing that I'm curious to how he's going to do is how he would do Negoy. Because that's something.
That he has very really few pictures. In the Goy, I was very surprised he has very few pictures.
Right.
He doesn't have a lot of pictures.
It has to be in color because that's an honest assessment that you really don't know what these things look like.
You don't need. I guess the pictures are only when. We'll see, whatever. It's incredible. Masechta Kelim, I did. There's three volumes. That's unbelievable. There's no one that comes to what he does in Masechta Kelim. You know, his goal over here is not to give you these like art, or they give you these beautiful color pictures. Who needs your pictures? Arshel has also pictures. They put out after him. They put out a volume on Kelim. All right, I didn't really spend time on this. I can't tell you honestly. I didn't spend a lot of time on the art, so I didn't even look. I just glanced through it, but there's no comparison. His stuff is much better. Than the art school color pictures. There's an accuracy that he has this incredible gift. It's mamish min hashemayim. Dar ikz the mashicha to learn these mishnayim. Svayt base. Havira gabi kelim al gabi safsel. Now you pass in the water gabi kelim or safsel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer harei hu kimo shahaya. Rabbi Yosi Omer harei hu kemikva levad shlo yatbil ad gad shlo yatbil. Al Gabe Hasafsel. Safsel. What does this mean? Okay, go to picture 86. 86. Havido Gabi Kalim or Gabi Safsel, Hudo Mer Harayu Kimon Shahaya. Mayim Hazemina Mayim. Fine. Kliam Hubachamunachapuch. There's a Kli here. The Kli over here is turned upside down. No water is getting inside. There's no leakage. There is no penetration. Nothing is coming out to the inside of the utensil. The utensil over here is going to be solidly sheltered from the marble. We'll call it the teva, Noach's teva. No one's going in, no one's going out. What was the purpose of the teva? The mayim shouldn't come in, or the animal shouldn't go out. The Veld says the purpose of the teva was that the water shouldn't kill you. No, that's not the purpose of the teva. The purpose of the teva is you shouldn't go out. Tafkid is not to leave. Not to leave. Tafkid is not to Tafkid is, who says Tafkid is the water shouldn't go in? Hashem, the whole table is a miracle. Mimela, the water won't reach you. Just go into a cave. Go. Tafkid is not to go out of the mokhi. Vaita?
Lakewood is a grace table.
Lakewood is a grace table. Lakewood? Lakewood is the mokhim of Gashmias. Lakewood is the sherish of all Dover Gashmi. It's the Gashmi Ha'aretz. It's the Ervas Ha'aretz.
It's the modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. It's a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay. The Birchas Yitzchak actually says something very interesting. He says Noach, right? If we say that the Taina Noach was that he didn't do enough for Anshe Doro, so then that's Shadow why the Baruch Shalom made him build the Teva for so many years. Right, because really, I mean, it doesn't take such a long time to build the table, right?
I mean, Chinese can be done overnight.
Right.
They built a hospital overnight. They built a full-fledged hospital overnight for Corona patients.
Right. So it's not possible that it's not just that the Bnei Dor should try to do tshuva. Adarava, he should be mashpia on the Bnei Dor. It gave him the time to try to go. And take him out of his teva to go to the, but unfortunately that wasn't his teva, so it didn't happen. Okay, right.
Avir gavi kela gavi so the official view is the mayim zovel gavi akili of mekalchem lebrecha. Hamayim zach lemuchos lebrecha v'yalav yishu v'kei mutol hatu b'marem b'nesher din mayim k'din mayim. Rabbi Yehuda bein hamayim shal gavi akili bein mayim shal brecha dinam k'bein mayim v'metanim v'zechel v'metanim b'chol shu. Good, it's good water. Why? Okay, what's the chiddush? Well, right away, I'll tell you this, because we learned in the beginning of this Hakdama that over here you have a Kli, and the Kli is being instrumental in transferring the water. A kli be'etzem is a davar hamakabel tuma. Even though the kli is not being used as a receptacle to make the water into mayim she'uvim, good for you. So far, it's not mayim she'uvim. But the kli is still an object in which is the cause of the water moving from location A to location B. You're doing hamshacha over a kli. So the kli is a davar hamakabel tuma, and a davar hamakabel tuma is being instrumental in channeling water to a new location. So that should disqualify the mikvah. So over here it's saying it's not. We have to understand why. This would appear to be a violation for everything based upon what we've learned until now in this Masechta. You look at this picture, you would not see what it says in the Mishnah, this Mishnah. You would come to the conclusion that the mikvah here is not kosher. Because in this case, over here we have a kli, which is an object which is in itself susceptible to the mekabel tuma, regardless if it's tummy or not tummy, it's susceptible to the mekabel tuma. And being that it is instrumental in channeling the water from location A to location B, that itself is a disqualification of the mikvah. Isn't that what we learned before? We learned that before in the little letters. In the Oisius Ketanos, it settles that concept, the principle. That principle was expressed. And here it appears to be a violation of that rule. So let's see what it says in the caption, in the bottom. Re'eliyah Tzir 60, V'sham Nisbav Shem Mikvah Shahavi Yaseh Ayidei Devam Kabotum. Oh, I was mechavin. Boruch Shekivanti. To the illustrator, Harei is apostle little boy. Uvinim shom just saying, Bena maim shall be a kli, Bena maim shall be a shem 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 shem
shem
shem.
Today's a lucky day. Maybe they didn't listen to you the first time. Maybe they perhaps listened to you the second time.
Nah, no chance. You can't go back and undo all the mistakes you made in life. Aleph. Havaya ayidei tuma apaselis raka shemamshech megashamim ba'almo lemikva. Ooh. Aval kan shamayim lemshachim in amayim lemchom lemayim kishamatu b'mayim arizek mi shamatu b'mayim shamayim bo'im bimenu ba'alkein havaya ayidei tuma. Wow. He says over here it is only when you do hamshacha, a kli, through a megashamim. Her Maisa, he's now opening up now a whole nuzach, another chilek between megashamim and meimayim. So you would think that I thought we knew it all. The only chilek between megashamim and meimayim is that our boyim saw hamshacha. I'm zoichlin, zoichlin ashbarin, and mem saw verse. Call Shahu. Who would ever imagine there's a Nayadin? There's another chilik in Megasham and Mayan, and the chilik is that Megasham that you transfer al yidei a kli is no good, but Mayan that you transfer al yidei kli is going to be good. I have to go stop the average person on Avenue M and ask them this question. Do you know another chilik between Megashamim and Mayan? Besides the obvious two of less than 40 saw and zaychalin, tell me another nafkamina between the two. And if you do, I'm gonna buy for you a gift. I'm gonna buy for you a bag of pretzels, not the one for 25 cents, the one for 39 cents.
Mayan is
puzzle, but Ashbaran? No, it's not puzzle. It's not puzzle. No, Mayan is not puzzle, be Ashbaran. It's not. But the chizr is also good, be Zoychalin. The point is not puzzle. The point is that it's Oichid good. Does Oichid good when it's going to be Zoychalin?
No. So I'm saying, but what's in the Gabay Ashbaran? Is there a difference between Megashamim and
Amayan Legabe Ashbayr. Megashamim Legabe Ashbayr? No, there's no chil. They're both good. There's Zelbazach. There's no chil.
Right. So when it's Zeichlin, you mean that you don't need Memsa as long as it's Amayan?
No, there's two separate things. Two completely separate things. Water that's attached to, that is Mayan water, that is attached to a Mayan. There's a Mayan that is flowing. And this particular water is not flowing. Let's make it's a side pool. It's like a pool that's off to the side, that's less than 40 saw, but it's connected. There's a channel that connects it to the Mayan. The Mayan's koyach is not causing this water to move. This water is not moving. This water is a puddle. It's a puddle, but the puddle is connected to a mayon that's flowing. This puddle you can be toivel in, it does not need 40 sa. A machat, a needle, or things that can be fully immersed in this body of water is kosher, it's good. Ah, but it's not 40 sa. So as long as it completely immerses the utensil, it's good enough. Ah, but you need 40 sa. You only need 40 sa for mei geshamim. But water that is connected to a mayon does not need 40 sa. Number two, that let's say the water, you want to be toiled in the part of the water that's moving. It's moving. The water is moving. So if it's a mayon, it's okay. If it's mei gesham, it's not okay. That's why in the modern day mikvahs, Rabbi Shmidman, if you turn on the filter, if the filter is running and the water is circulating between the filter and the bathtub, even if there is hashok, it's not kosher. The mikvah is not kosher when the mikvah is in motion. If the filter is on and it's sucking water out of the bathtub into a filter and then pumping it back in, and the moment it gets pumped back in, it's automatically going to be kdodu hashaka. The plug is open. It doesn't matter. It's not kosher mikvah because water that's made geshamim or tap water that has hashaka to make geshamim has to be ashboiren, may not be zoichalin. But then now we have another chiluk. Now we have a naya chiluk. Another chiluk. What's the other chiluk? You have another. What's the other chiluk is another nafkmin lahalacha is another nafkmin lahalacha is what is this halacha that if the water if you get agabe a shaykes or agabe a shaykes or agabe a safsel a bench, how come he doesn't show you a picture of the bench? The bench, is it a bench like the New York Yankees in the dugout? Or is it a bench like in the sukkah? Or is it a bench like Chaim Berlin in the dining room? What kind of bench is it? Some type of bench. A bench. And on this bench, it's a kli, and the water is going over the kli to get to its proper location. So we have another nafkamina that if it's mayan water that is using the bench or the top back of the shaykes to get to its location, then it's no problem. No problem. But if the water that's being transported is megeshamim water and it's doing hamshacha via a bench, a kli that's kabbal tumba, then the mikvah is no good. So we're making over here a naya din over here in this Mishnah Perakei Mishnah base. We're learning a naya yisod, a naya chidush, a chidush no one ever heard before, and that is another nafkamina between megeshamim and meimayon, and that is if the megeshamim, the meimayon is going to be transported via a kli that's kabbal tumba. Even though it's not going to become mayim shuvim, it's going to be on the back of the kli. Does the fact that the object that is the medium that serves as the medium to transport the mayim from location A to location B, does it automatically disqualify the mayim? That's the nafmin between the megisham and the shaykes. So let's see what very quick over here. Over here, so about that's Alf. Alf Havaya Ayde Tumma Pesels Rakish Shamam Shah Megasham Alma Blumikva. Avokan Shamayim Lim Shacham and Amayim Bimukhubam Lamayim Kishamatu Bamayim. Nochmal, Havaya Ayde Tumma Pesels Rakish Shamishim Shah Megashamim Bim Alma Blumikva. Stam Megasham Avokan Shamayim Shim Shacham and Amayim Bimukhubam Lamayim Ditzmukhubam Lamayim Kishamatu Bamayim Harazim Kimishtav Mayim Shamayim Bimen Vialkin Havaya Ayde Tumma Aina Pesels Lysam. Base. Yesh asoyim shagam ba'ofin zeh havi adim mekabel tuma pesels of some taka machmir ulu devarim tzach lema shamayim hayu zomim lebrecha gam lule. Ooh, he's saying now physics. Okay, you have to go to the Brooklyn College, take a course in velocity. The velocity, and take a course in to make a determination, a scientific determination, to know when this Mishnah will be true. The force of the water that's coming from the mayim has to be with such koyach, such a degree of velocity that even if we were to remove the kli, it would still land in the brecha. So who needs the brecha? Who needs the brecha? Get rid of the brecha then. What's the brecha coming over here do? This peldik. What he says over here in Oiz Beis is a pill that's very hard to swallow. Beis. Yesh ha-soivim shagam bo'ifin zeh havaya ayidei mekabel tumah. Pesels ul devarim tzach lema shamayim hayu zormim lebrecha gam lulei hakli v'alkein ein nechzor sheyesh kan havaya ayidei tumah al pi shach yedeya rish alef sifkon lamed vav pilei piloim. This is
like kimisha eino. Come on.
So then what's it doing? The mission is telling you case kimisha eino. Who needs to get rid of it then? What are you confusing me then? I don't understand. This is very, very difficult. What's going on over here? Don't get rid of it. And in the picture, the way he illustrated, sure doesn't look like it's going to get there without it. Or you necessarily know it would get there. It would, because if you would get rid of this box, it would get there. Or saying it's not the velocity. I take that back. I said the velocity is so powerful that it would get there. Yeah, but in this over here, it would, let's say it's very, there's no velocity. It would just fall on the ground, and then from there it would get to the brecha. So now it's going on the top. Listen, Hakol Hoylich El Makom Echad. Mayim always goes down to the lowest location. One way or another, we'll get there. One way. All right, this is what it says. What can I tell you? It's what it says. It's a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. Next page, 87. He says it's a mikveh. Okay, look at the picture, page 87. You know, the toil on the top of the kli. Okay, he disagrees. Rabbi Yosi, on mayim shemvrecha didim kemikvah v'loy kemayim. Motu lahatul b'cham rak k'shem kinusim did not the zeichelim. B'yashboiren ve'edim zeichelim b'chutz lebrecha v'chein motu lahatul b'cham rak k'shem before he saw mikvah. So Rabbi Yosi, he holds it's kosher, but it's only kosher midin mikvah, not midin mayim. So both Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi are in agreement that the water in the brecha is going to be kosher, even though it's coming into the brecha al yidei a kli that's mekabel toma, it's going to be kosher. The only nafkamim between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi is going to Tanakama, it's going to be kosher midin mayon, whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, it's going to be kosher midin mikveh. L'may nafkamina, three nafkaminas are really over here. Number one, he's saying over here is, can you be toivel on the top? Can you be toivel a machat on the part that's flowing on top of the utensil? According to Rabbi Yossi, you cannot. According to the Tanakhama, you can. Next nafkamina, when it comes and lands in the brecha, does the brecha have to be ashbayren? According to Rabbi Yossi, yes. According to the Tanakhama, no. Third nafkamina, when it comes and lands in the brecha, do you need 40 sa? According to the Tanakhama, you do not. According to Rabbi Yossi, you do. Now let's see the picture of the patch on the bottom over here. According to the bottom over here, it says Rabbi Yossi b'mavi asamayim al gavi achod akli ein over here, it's a gzeir d'nachmo. Gozhu. Ah, I learned another word. Rabbi Yosef, the reason why he holds like a mikveh, because what would be if you take this shaykes and turn it upside down? Then you'll be going back to picture, you'll be going back to the picture 83. Right? Picture 83. If you were to turn it upside down, we would assume that the kli would fill up to the top and then spill out. It will become mayim shuvim. And then when it would go into the brecha, it would be pasul. So a mele here, when you turn the kli upside down and it's not mayim shuvim, he says, so what? It's a gzera. Gzera. Picture 82. Correct. 82. So Rabbi Yossi, 82. Rabbi Yosi b'mavir al gabi amayin al gabi achor. Rabbi Yosi gozru b'mavir al gabi amayin al gabi achor yakli. Otu mavir as amayin al gabi toichor shokli. Ushtei gzeres gozru davar. Aleph also lahadbil al gabi achor yakli. Even on the very, very top when it's in motion, we don't consider to be a mayon. Kidei shalo yovel lahadbil b'seich akli. Because so you should not be toivled in the, if you turn the kli upside down, if we will let you go and be toivled over here, a machat on the stream that's flowing on the top of the utensil, in this case, you may come to be toivel in the kli itself when you turn the kli upside down. In the kli itself would be mayim shuv, be no good. And base, mayim hanem shochin ma'aver l'kli, gozru bohem k'tzas. The water that flows into the brecha, there's another gezerah. Shelo yitaru k'din me hamayin. We don't call it mayim water. Ela yitaru k'din mikveh. In order, that's part of the gezerah. That's part of the, also part of the, it's part of the extension of the gzeir. Because in the case of the other case, in the other case, in picture 82, the word in the brech is pasul agarmi. It's as pasul for tefillah, like a doorknob is for greasy hands. Whatever that means. The Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Mavuosha Mavel Mine Algabi Mavel Mai Algabi Kali Mutu Lahatbil Algabi Sfasakli. Ah. Now we learned it's going when it's on the very when there's a shtickle more, when it's flood, they have the sfas. Fine. That's in the case where there's a sfas, when there's an extra dosage of flooding. So he's saying over here is, since there's only a gzera, the only time we make gzera is only when the flooding, that's only when the water that's being nimshach on the kli is very, very limited. It's just a small amount of water flowing on the surface of the kli. But let's say there's so much water that's going, it's even on the side, on maybe it's thick, then it's like the previous Mishnah of when it's al sfas. Picture 83. And 83, everything is mutter, it's super duper. There's no problem whatsoever. So maybe then if you're going to make a case where the kli is upside down, and you're going to make it, when it's upside down, there's going to be a significant amount of flooding, where it's not going to just be trickling along the top of the utensil, but it's going to be really flooding it to a thickness, to the size and top, then there's no need for a gzir at all. That's what the basis is saying over here. Okay, so he's just basically saying over here is, without going into all the little teeny diukim in the words, is that this halacha that we're going to make, this whole halacha of Mishnah Beis, stop the average guy today on Avenue M and say to him, do you know Mikvois, Perikei Mishnah Beis, what's the chilek? What's the blumdus? The blumdus is one with gezerah. Alts is a gezerah. If it's a gezerah, it has to be doime to the previous Mishnah. And the only time there's a gezerah is when you have a kli, upside down, and there's a small amount of water that's trickling along the surface of the kli, which ends up in the brecha. But if there's so much water, there's a flood of water that is going on the top of the kli, also even on the sides, then there's no gezerah, because then this Mishnah Beis, is doime to svasakli. Is doime becomes, and when it's svasakli, then it's mutter. We're going to say it's going to be also, we're going to make chumras because of 82. 82 is possible. So here we're going to limit the scope of the heter. But if this Mishnah Beis is going to be doime to Mishnah Aleph in the svas, so what's the gzera? There it's mutter. So here also it's mutter. Now, last line over here on the bottom over here. He writes over here, as his kiyur ha-mishnah achorei kli u'psafsel, the back, ba mishnah la-hashmenu sha-afilu kli she-yesh lai beis kibul Rabbi Yehuda, kishamayim oivim al-gabi achorei kli harei ze kmo shahoya. V'afilu kishamav al-gabi safsel she-ein loy beis kibul klal gozhu Rabbi Yehuda otu maver al-gabi amayin al-gabi oivim. Nachmo. Rabbi Yehuda says what? Rabbi Yehuda says everything is good. Kamosha means everything is good, no problem whatsoever. Kamoshahaya, what would be Kamoshahaya? The Mayan, it's like a Mayan. So the Chiddush is, even if it has a reset, he's saying it'll be a very important insight. Why does the Mishnah give two examples? A safsol and a kli. So the answer is, the safsol is coming to expand the scope of the Chiddush, lefi Rabbi Yossi, Lefi, the second man, the Amar, Rabbi Yossi, and the Kli is coming to expand the Chiddush, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no Gezerah. Not only is there no Gezerah in the case of a Safsol, which has no base Kibul, even if it's, there is a base Kibul. A base kibble is very dangerous. A base kibble, because if you turn it upside down the right way, if you turn it the right way, then it's mamish mayim shuvim. Then that's picture 82. So we should make a gzera. No. No gzeras. Not only are we not going to make a gzera when you have a block of wood, a savsel basically is a block of wood. There's no base kibble. It's a kli. It's a kli. But it's, there's no base kibble. So if there's no base kibble, then there's nothing to make a gzera. Even if it's a kli, there's a receptacle. As long as you turn it upside down, we're not making the gzera. So we said the word kli lohidiacha, the koichoi de Rabbi Yehuda, that we're not going to make a gzera even when there's a base kibble. Why did we say safsol? To lohidiacha, the koichoi de Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that we're going to be machmir, there's a gzera. Not only are we going to make the gzera when there's a base kibble, we're going to make a gzera even when there's no base kibble. A kli is a kli. A kli, blibe a kli. A kli, there's no difference. All the zelbazach. That's the last little shtickle over here on the bottom. All right, now we have to go back and see the tabla. The tabla. Tabla. Tab, where's the tabla? Where is the tabla?
Page 71.
Mayon shaviu el gabi dafne akelim b'chutz agal safsal. Mayim shayotzu chutz l'dfanes akelim akelim l'safsal. The word that's yotzu l'chutz. So he's saying over here, he's right away bringing down over here that little, those little oisios ketanis. The oisios kiddush levana and the oisios ketanis. You know why they're called oisios kiddush levana? You hear that before?
I've heard of the expression of kiddush levana oisios, which is
saying
Yiddish.
Oisios kiddush levana means they're massively large. Because when you go outside, it's dark. You can't see, so you have to have very large letters. So over here we have the oisios ketanos, so the little letters over here. I once went to a levaya, and they asked this rabbi like what I do. I learn with people, old people, like, you know, older people. He spoke. So the rabbi said he came to my shir, and he followed along, the big letters, and he followed along in the little letters.
That's what the rabbi said.
Yeah, I can't make this up. That's how you, the big letters, the little letters. What? That's how you talk over here? That's how you came to the shir? Ay, geval. So, dinam kemai matzah l'tah bezechel v'chol, we have dinam of my nat, the mind itself. L'tah bezoichalin uvechol shehu l'fishai shehinam mechubodim l'meha mayan, it's mechub to the mayan. Next, the Bar Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Dinam kibya mikvah, he doesn't care. No, he makes a gzera. He makes a gzera. Oh, wait a minute. Over here, he's saying over here, Rabbi. No, the mayim shiyatsu chusla dfanes vekel, the word that's yatsu. No. I'm sorry, he's not discussing the oisiyas ketanos in the next page. He's discussing the brecha. Here it is, over here he is. Hamayim shiyatsu chusla dfanes hakelim ulasafsa, which means the brecha. The water in the brecha. There is water trickling down a kli on the opposite side of the kli. Okay, he's not going into the different types of situations. We're saying very partial now, we're just trickling along the surface of the kli. And it now overflows into the brecha. What is the halacha? So this is machlokes. The machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda says there's no gezerah, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda says there is a gezerah. Dinam kemayim la'atzmel tab bezechlem chol b'chol shu. Rabbi Yossi says, no, there's going to be a gzera. There will be a gzera. Now the next left side, Hamayim shal gabi akelim yafsaf. So what about the word that's mamish on top of the kelim? Lo yitbol bohem gzera shema yitbol b'sechel. Where did he get this from?
Well,
that's a chish, because that did not say. He's now coming to the coin to L'chol Hadeis. He's coming to say that even the coin to Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda is going to make a gzera on the top. Where did he say that? Where did he get that from?
That's mine
zochel. Right. That's, but he's saying that since it's on top of a kli, since it is on top of the kli, so he's making a gzera, even l'fi the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So he's saying the Teferis Yisrael says, lo yitbol bohem gzera shema Yatbil b'sech kelim l'fi teferes Yisrael b'ikar mefarshim. That's a chiddush. He's saying l'divrei akol afil Rabbi Yehuda. I want you challenge this point to the people in Avenue M and see what they have to say.
The people in Avenue M, by the time they see you coming, they're already running across the street. They are running into, they're running into Presser's Bagels, or they're running into Mountain Food. And they're asking, where are the pretzels that are on sale? I've already lost too much money. I no longer want to engage in debate. Just direct me to the pretzel section.
Okay, next. Let's go next. That's it. That's the table is over. Now let's see.
Let's take
the Mefarshim and the Rav. Mishnah Beis. It says here, Lo Yatbil Bohem, when it says, where does it say that? Let's look at the Mishnah. End of the Mishnah. Have you Gabi Kalim? Al gabi kelim, oy al gabi sasla. Rabbi Yehuda omer harayu kimo shachoyer. Rabbi Yosi omer harayu kimikveh. Period. And that go. That's regarding the water that overflows into the brecha. And then when it's levadshlo yatbil al gabi asafsol. Oh, that goes back lechol hadeis. Even Rabbi Yehuda nearly the babazu diriakoli the al gabo gaz judin auto yesh lachem beis kibul. Tiferes Yisrael, Sifkar, and the Chaval, Ha'gura, Perish, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosika. The Gura, Chaim Berliner. Chaim Berliner, only Chaim Berliner would do this to you, would screw you like this. The Gura, is it the Pshat that we follow the Gura, the Chaimers follow the Gura, is the Pshat that the Gura is the Chaim Berliner? How do you learn? Who came first, the chicken or the egg? Vaita, the Hagra perish. Rabbi Yosi Kamala. Rabbi Yosi is saying this. V'taima Kama. Hareu Kimikve. Hoyel Val Gabi Sausel. Also Lahadpil. It's a time. Also Hare Dover Possel. Mavsik Deino Lemira Mayin. Veshuv Eino Choshev Kimayin. So if you the Gra, it's not a Diri. I call it. It's in Hezber. In the sheet of Rabbi Yosi, he holds that there's a Gezera. And only he holds of the gezer, and the gezer begins al gabe the safsel, al gabe the kli. Memele, what goes into the brecha is this, you can't say is mechov to the mind. It's the apostle. Gevalik. Okay, now let's take a look over here at the Rav. The Rav zog hevi al gabe kelim shevi hamayin al doifnei haklim v'chutz. The chutz, the barah, the gas. How do you k'moshahaya l'taher bezeichelin u'b'chol shehu? The same way the Mayan, until this point where the Mayan came into contact with the Kli, out was good. It was Unahar Yoitse Me Aden. Aden was the Makam of Zoichalin, Kol Shuhu, no problems. And when the Nahar came out of Aden, it came in contact with the Kalim. The Kalim and the Kalim now become a problem. The Kalim now is a Dover Hamafsik. And now we're going to need 40 saw. Now we're going to need Ashbaran. And now we have Shilas Gezeris of Shilas of Maim Shuvim. It's the Kalim, the Pachim Ketanim. Those is given Odom. Odom is the Kli. That's Metami the Welt. Machriv the Welt. The Odom. Tachim Shuvim. David and Shun and Kabbalah, a Naya Kabbalah Satayr. Together, all the Zech and Nishmas, Rabbi Shai and Rabbi Moshe. Together, Sazamin with the monsters by the Sudd Leviathan and the NYPD who found us both. After they were defunded. And had nothing else to do with their time. Weiter. A commentary on the 21st century. Weiter. And we are going to get there for KF. Hare you can make for the boy, I boy himself, if I find it. Hare you can watch a little time. Hare you can make for the boy, I boy himself, Uve Ashbayren. You need 40 son and Ashbayren. Uvachel Yatwil Gabi Asafsel. You cannot be Toivel Gabi Asafsel. Zero! Shema Yadu the Kalim, the Halacha Rabbi Yosef, the Ravitz Mashma, like the Gra. It seems the Rav is putting it together. I don't know, not necessarily. The Gzeir Shema Yadu the Kalim, that's, he's saying that's L'chol, let's say L'chol Deis, according to Tais Yom Tif, and then the last words of Halacha Rabbi Yosef, The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, we make gezeris. We make the gezeris. All right, I got to stop here. I have activities. I have to go tend to my activities. Okay, Givaldi, we do two. Up to Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel. Gimel is the Gematria 127. It's the bracha. It's the bracha. The life of Yaakov Avinu, 147. Gimel, Yud, Mem, Lamed is the Gematria. The same number of years of Yaakov Avinu's life. Gimel, he was the third of the Avos. The Bechir Shel Avos. Something
Gimel
like that.
Is 147.
How many years did Yaakov Avinu live?
147.
So Gimel represents Yaakov. Gimel, in the elections, you vote Gimel. Don't forget in the Israeli elections. Gimel, you vote for Reb Chaim. I vote for Reb Chaim. Zay gesund. I'm shicker.
I'm for you. One of these days, I'm going to suggest to the OU that you should give the DAF.
Oh yeah, I'll be a comedian DAF.
but at least the island will pay attention.
No, they won't.
Gonna be, you know, how many people did you keep awake? You know, Jerry Shrek.